Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
We got the mojo coming out again. You are listening to Bonnie Albers on air, and I am your hostess with the mostest, Bonnie Albers. I'm so excited to get back on my show. I can't tell you. Speaking of breakdown, for the last week and a half, we have had such issues with Blog Talk that I am so excited today we get to speak with you, and I have the perfect guest to bring back the energy to Blog Talk. And I'm so excited he is here with us today. So everyone, please welcome the medium psychic, I can't even tell you, pet communicator, Reiki master, CEO of the magazine I write for that just came out, Psychic Insight Magazine, Jerry Humphreys. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Bonnie.
I'm so excited. I hope everyone can hear the show. And I think yesterday we got into a little bit and then people couldn't hear. So let's just keep our fingers crossed. Jerry, I am so excited. You have been away from us for a while. How is it over in the other part of the world?
It's the other part of the world is still standing. I wasn't standing for a while, which is why I wasn't able to join you and all the lovely people who listened to your show for a while. But I'm back again. So I'm here.
I'm glad to help you.
Refreshed and ready to go.
I'm hoping so. I mean, you were so sick for such a long time. We were sending you love and healing through the ethers and everywhere else, and we're glad that you're back. Jerry, you just had our magazine come out. It's a psychic magazine. It's metaphysical. It's all kinds of healing and wonderful articles. Of course, mine is always in there. It's Ask Bonnie. But what is going on with the spring edition and anything new that we should know about with the magazine? And please give us a little bit of insight about what's going on and who was in it this spring and how to get it.
Firstly, there's been lots of lovely people who have written some amazing articles for the magazine. The spring edition, again, I was a little bit behind with actually getting it together and up and running because there was so much, I had so much to catch up with, unfortunately. But it all came together. As usual, within the magazine, there's such a variety of articles in there. All sorts of metaphysical things are in there, ranging from foodie discussions. Alison Crocker wrote about Bigfoot and other strange animal sightings, particularly linking here in the UK. The lovely Tracy Baker wrote her tarotscopes for spring. All sorts, and of course there's your article in there, which is a little bit different this time around because it's where you give your insights as to the spring energy and what people might be seeing in the world at large over the next few months, plus a little bit of advertising, if you like, for Bonnie Albers on Air is in there as well. But this issue, it's I've had to change where people can find it. It's still free to download, but it's now on my website, which is senseofknowing.co.uk. Just look for the bit at the top, which is magazine, click on that, and then you'll be able to read through. So it's a free download, so you don't have to stay on the website to read it if you don't wish. And of course, if anybody listening to your show wants to contribute an article for the next issue, which will be out in June, then again the contact details are on there as to how to get in touch and let me know what you'd like to write about.
We have such talented, spiritually attuned people that I am glad you have asked people to do that. I want to thank Spiritually Happy. I don't look at chat all the time because it's in a different box than where the show is, but I want to thank you for listening. And Jerry, one of them in there, couldn't believe that you actually predicted the Super Bowl, which was like, we all had to go back and listen 100 times because I told people and they didn't believe me, of course. And so when they went back, they go, oh my gosh, how could he have known that early? It was amazing. So I do want to address chat before we actually continue. Jerry is in chat, so if he gets a chance, he will answer you. But with me, I because I'm running and taking care of all the callers and the board, I get in there occasionally, so don't get upset if I don't answer you right away. But I love my chatters and I absolutely love to see you there. I will be popping in and out. Jerry, and I love that you ask people to write articles or whatever their talents are, because that magazine is so special. It's organic. It's just a spiritually opening, awakening, wonderful metaphysical magazine. And I am hoping, I keep saying it's going to go glossy, but to tell you the truth, even the New York Times is online, or in Washington Post, for anybody who listens, in style. So I am hoping and that this magazine just explodes, because you have such great talent, that is, including me, that writes for that magazine. But I do have to tell you, Jerry, you know, there's a couple questions that we, you know, I just want to get your take on. We are going to talk about healing. And since you are a healer, you're a Reiki master teacher, which is amazing. And we had a crystal healer on just recently. And we do want to talk about some of the different forms of healing. But, you know, Spirit's been hitting me on the head for me to ask you these questions. And so I'm going to go through a couple. I think that people who are listening would love to know what your take on it is. But, you know, one of them is, can you tell us, and I know what you're going to say, but I feel like you'll understand this question. What are we as humans here for? What is our basic purpose to be here?
Oh, for goodness' sake.
Put you on the spot or what? But, you know, ask Spirit. You know, they're with you all the time, from animal totems, animal spirits, your Indian guides, all of the peeps that help you on the other side. What are we basically, what are we doing here, Jerry? Why?
Do you know what? I sometimes wonder that myself. What on earth are we doing here? You know, we get this lovely, we get this lovely planet to live on. It provides us with everything that we need. And then what do most human beings do? They do their utmost to try and just screw the whole thing up and make it a complete mess.
I know. It's with each other and others. I'm not quite sure. You know, like, I'm a city girl, so, you know, nature for me, I'm not one of those. I wish I could say I was a granola person. And believe me, it's just a title. I love granola people. But, you know, like, what are we doing this? But I know we basically have a mission here. And I know that every mission is different, Jerry. So when I say, what are we doing here? It's really as humans. What are we doing here as humans? Do you feel there are other planets that are populated, and are they human?
Okay. Are there other beings in the greater expanse of the universes that are the same as us? I shouldn't think so. I would hope they've evolved far past the state that we're in at the moment. My feeling is that this is a rehearsal. A rehearsal for what, though? I feel it could be a rehearsal for perhaps evolving into a different realm, into some people might be here to rehearse going into a higher realm. Some people might be here to learn that they've got to keep coming back here into this existence in order to get to the point of being able to evolve into something better. I mean, we have been given the caretakership of Mother Earth, and it is only recently, in the last few years, that humans have realized that the parts of Mother Nature or Mother Earth that were here to protect us, because we haven't been looking after it, or our stewardship of this planet has not gone the way that it should do, suddenly there's a mass panic to try and make things better. Well, it's a bit late, really. Global warming is a prime example. The deforestation of vast continents like the Amazon being cut down left, right and center. Losing thousands of different species of animals that have been quite happily on this planet well before we were, and yet along come the human beings, and then suddenly a lot of animals are disappearing. I would say that we're here to learn how to live in unison with what we have been given. But as I said, a lot of people haven't realized it yet. So maybe it's just, as I said, it's just a rehearsal.
Well, you know what, Jerry? I love that. And I so am glad I asked you that question. But there's only two things I don't mind if they go extinct. Well, a couple. One is I don't care for insects. Two, I really can't stand sharks. And three, I have no clue what the alligator is still doing here. So I get all the things about like us making things extinct. I hate that we have ruined our rainforests or are starting to. I feel that we've gotten so far away from Mother Earth as we can, then maybe we're here to learn to, you know, to be a like George Jetson society. I don't know, but it's a question that I ask, and it's interesting to find the answers. What are we doing here? The other question I got to ask you, because I love that you said maybe, you know, maybe this is a trial or a test or actually a learning experience. But do you feel, Jerry, and I think you've answered it already, but do you feel that we've accomplished our soul journey? And if we don't, what's next?
Okay. Well, first, if we just quickly go back to something you just said, insects and alligators have been around a lot longer than Homo sapiens has been around.
Well, why if you look at, you know, why do they bite? You know, they need
well because to stop we're biting. Because we well, because they we get in the way. You know, if you look at the look at ants, for example, a colony of ants, one ant will carry a leaf for, in our terms, miles to get it back to its home so that it can add to the home. A group of ants, if you can call them a group, will strip a forest. It may take them a year, 2 years, 3 years, but we can learn a lot from them. That's about working for the good of the whole. And we don't work for the good of the whole because everybody's out for what they can get as individuals. So we can learn a lot from nature. Sharks, well, again, sharks or their ancestors have been, they're part of the ecosystem. If the sharks weren't around, then a lot of the food chain would not exist. Just because now there are humans in the way and we have hunted sharks, hey, you know, it's not surprising they're going to turn around and start to want to bite back. We're invading their territory. Why shouldn't they bite back? Anyway, have we completed our soul journey? No. I don't believe that in some respects the soul journey can ever be completed as such. You look at some of the really spiritual people that have walked and still walk the face of this planet. Can we say that they will complete or have completed their spiritual journey? Mother Teresa, for example. No, because now that she's been, I believe she's been beatified, then her journey is continuing, even though she's not here in human form. Gandhi's another example. Princess Diana, another example.
Yeah.
So do we ever complete our soul journeys? I would have to say probably no to that. But it depends. It depends on, I believe, whether we perhaps are able or choose to come back into another Earth existence, because we need to pick up the thread of a life lesson that we haven't learned, or whether it's because we still have a purpose to try to complete something in our life. I often talk to people who are of an age when they say, I wish I knew but way back when what I know now. It's like, you know, some people feel they've wasted their time as such, making bad decisions, wrong choices, taking wrong options or whatever. And actually, no, it's not. It's never been a waste because you have learned it. And if you're saying now, I wish I'd have known now, but the point is you know it now, if that makes sense. You've taken that life experience. And if it was negative, you turned it into something positive. If it was positive, you turned it into something better. So now there's always something to be gained from being human. It's just, unfortunately, the only problem with human beings is they're too human.
I knew knew you were going to say that. I so totally agree with you. I mean, you know, I am hoping, somebody said, I use this on the show all the time, but I have, I think 37 more lives or 34 more lives coming back here till I actually make up my soul journeys on Earth. Well, you know, that could take me for the next eons. But, you know, I believe that, like you, we don't really complete. We just add to. And I hope I didn't put words in your mouth. But, you know, our journey never ends, because our soul, we are spirit, and we never end. So do you feel, and another question is, and I know we got off the healing, and we'll leave that for next week. I'm hoping you're coming back next week, because you need to start coming back again. What I want to ask is, do you feel that we populate other planets? Like, you know, they're looking to go to Mars. If we go to Mars, is it that Martians or Venusians or any of those Palladians, are they in a different vibration? Meaning that even if we went there, we would not find life. What's your theory on that?
We won't find life until we conquer time travel. Is what I feel. Traveling to planets in our solar system, or the only planet that we could possibly inhabit, is Mars. And I personally don't feel that will ever happen, mainly because of the financial burden that it would, unless all the major countries in the world that have a space program got together, and that will never happen, because again, everybody wants to get there first. So I feel that Mars exploration will continue, as I feel that the exploration of the moon will continue. Having a base on Mars, no, I'm not. I just have a feeling that there's a lot of talk about it, but will it happen? I'm not so sure. To find out if there's intelligent life anywhere else, and I've said this before, there must be intelligent life elsewhere, because you don't find them spending millions and billions of dollars finding out there's intelligent life down here. So I would say unless we get to the point of are able to travel like as we see in the Star Trek movies, etc., no, it won't happen.
Oh, I didn't want to be an aura or anything, but I wished I would love to travel on one of those spaceships. But, you know, I do have to ask you about, if, you know, we have something here that we need to accomplish, and whether that's, you know, being ready to go to the next level, or what we're doing here, learning to be the stewards of and working together, which is something I don't know for eons of years if that'll ever happen, because somebody put that ego in everybody else's head. So do you feel that other life forms also have a purpose and a soul journey? And or do you feel that it's a different type of life?
I would suggest that if there is life elsewhere, the chances of it being in the same primitive state that we are in is probably about in 5 million, trillion, billion to one, because I would suggest that if, and people who have seen UFOs, if you are to understand or believe that we do have visitors already who've been here from other planets or other solar systems, their advanced technology alone means that they have far surpassed us. And that would also suggest that maybe on a spiritual level, they are way, if you like, advanced than we are. And who isn't to say that the spiritual energies that you and I connect with when we're doing our work are not from different times, as in future times, or different places in a different solar system. Although I'm,
I'm
concerned, my spirit guides predominantly are people, in quotes, who have walked Mother Earth before. That doesn't necessarily mean that there still isn't guidance coming through from, well, it's like trying to say to you, Bonnie, can you imagine how big the, how big space is? They say space is infinite. That means that in an infinite world, there must be a finite number of planets. And that means that there could be a number of those planets are inhabited by beings, whether they are the same as us or not, who knows? But spiritually speaking, how do you definitely know, because this cannot be proved, that you're not connecting with an energy from another time and place in the solar system?
I think about that all the time. Well, and I feel exactly that. I feel that we get our, you know, our intuitive insight from all different places. And we really, you know, I had a guest on, Jerry, one time that said that you're looking up at the stars and you see blankets of stars. But who told you they were stars? They could be starships from other planets that are coming to monitor Earth, who, and he feels that a lot of them are. So you're right. I totally agree. And I don't even, you know, I love the idea that we are infinite. And I feel that we can't be alone. And so, you know, that's how I look at the world, and I look at everything. And I'm saddened when I feel like we aren't taking care of what we need to, or that we don't understand love like we should. But I know one thing, my show rocks all about this. And I am so excited you're on and that we can actually chat about this. I know that
can I just add one other thing, which is just thrown
out
in research. When we look up at the night sky, no matter where we are, on the face of Mother Earth, what you have to realize is that the light that we are looking at, as in the lights from the stars, could have taken hundreds, if not possibly thousands of years to reach us. That means that that star may no longer be in existence. So we're seeing something from hundreds or possibly thousands of our years ago. So the only thing that is constant really is that we see in the night sky is the moon, because that's our closest neighbor. However, I would say, and this is where I would then get off my soapbox, why should we spend millions upon millions of dollars trying to find out whether there is life outside of our planet, when we should be pouring that money into keeping what we've got, rather than trying to find out what we haven't got?
I love that, Jerry. But you know what? I think your wish is going to come true, because I feel like they're not going to find it anyway. So, you know, everything to me is metaphysical. And so if we are supposed to, you know, I always tell people this, and it's kind of a diversion, but, you know, how do you think Albert Einstein came up with all the numbers that he did, or Newton or Michelangelo? And people say, oh, well, now you need a PhD and a doctorate and a this and a that. They never had any of that. They never even went to school. So I believe spirit gives it to us. They were downloaded by spirit because we needed it. So I feel if we're going to go anywhere, and I know this is, again, a divergent, but which was the name of a movie, Divergence, I think. I feel spirit will lead us there, and that'll be for a reason, whether we need extra fuel, whether we need extra room, whether we are going to destroy ourselves and have to go somewhere else, which I hope never happens. But I do believe in spirit, and I feel that that we as a species have only a certain amount without spirit that we can do. So I believe if we can't do it, spirit will do it for us. So how does that sound to you?
Sounds good to me.
if you can make sense of it. Okay, I am going to go to the phone lines because we have not taken callers, and I can't even, I've tried. Oh my gosh, I've tried. And so have my guests. So I'm so happy that you're here, Jerry. And I feel that it's important to talk, and maybe we'll do that a little later, or we'll save this for next week, about the different modalities of healing and what we can expect from all the different healing modalities. I know I started with that last week, but we haven't put, the shows have not been able to go on because of Blog Talk issues. And I finally found a way around it, obviously. So I'd like to save that when we can really delve into the different modalities. And you're one that is totally a healer, and that's part of your practice. So I love that. One other thing before we get to the phone lines that I know people are going to want to know. How do you feel? Do you feel there's an animal planet? Do you feel that there's an animal agenda or a pet agenda? Or do you feel that they also have a soul agenda here and wherever they are going?
Every sentient being has a purpose. It's as simple as that. Every animal that we come in contact with, from the lowliest to the little, or to the biggest, from the ant to the elephant, every living creature has
Don't
a purpose.
Say ant. I'm going to smash it. Don't say ant. Okay, go ahead.
Well, that's interesting. And as I said, the animal of patience, Bonnie.
Well, that's must why I don't like it. That's all. I can only say that. Ants bite, and I don't like them. They get in your feet, and I hate them. Okay, but I there must be. Maybe I was an ant at one time. I don't know. Just don't bring me an ant, please. Somebody ant farm. I almost had a
if you were to come back, Bonnie, you might come back as an ant.
No. Answer, no. Absolutely not. All right, we are going to the phone lines because, Jerry, I am so excited that we're on, and I'm so excited that we, were able to speak with everybody. Again, everyone in chat, I can't see you, but I so appreciate you. And, Jerry, if there's anything in chat you need to read right now, or if there's any questions that come up from chat, would you please be able to look in there and read them? But I'm going to tell everybody, because this is a chat show, we're going to chat with you. So when we pick you up, we want to know what you think. What do you think our purpose is here? I know that 99% will say the same thing, so I'm going to see if I'm right. Now, I could be wrong, but then, hey, I'm psychic. So here we go. 510, you are on with the master healer and super cool star man, Jerry Humphreys. Hi.
Hi, Jerry. My name is Rochelle. And welcome back.
Hi, Rochelle.
Hi, Rochelle. Thank
Hi,
you.
Thank Rochelle.
You. Hi. Jerry, I'm going through a lot of challenges right now, a lot of decisions to make in my life. And I was wondering if you can pick up any messages from the other side for me, please.
Yes, I can.
Rochelle?
Next question.
Rochelle, before you get into it with Jerry, what do you, we're a chat show. So what do you feel about why we're here? What do you feel our soul journey is?
Sure. When you asked Jerry that question earlier, the immediate answer popped into my head, and that is for soul growth. We're here to learn lessons. Mm-hmm. All the challenges and the difficulties only shape our soul, and we need that to evolve.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So how metaphysical are you?
I am very, very spiritual, and I do think that in the event I did have previous lives, I think the momentum has just increased each time I've come back.
Oh, I love that. Well, can I ask what your birthday is, and then I'm going to hand you to Jerry since he is my guest.
Sure.
And really he's my stationary guest. He's here a lot. What's your birthday, Rochelle?
My birth, it's July 9, 56.
Okay, you are a Cancer just like me. Oh my goodness gracious, but I think you're a nicer Cancer than me, so I wonder what your rising sign is. What's your rising and moon? Do you know them?
Yes, one is Pisces and one's Leo, and I can't remember which one is which.
It's okay, because I knew it. I knew that Pisces was in there.
Wait, my moon is in Cancer. I know that.
Mm-hmm. So you're a double Cancer?
I don't think I'm a double Cancer. I know my moon is in Cancer, and the rising part is in Pisces. That's what I believe. That's what I remember.
Okay, well, if your birthday is July 9th, then your sun is in Cancer. You said your moon is in Cancer. You're a double Cancer, and you're a Pisces. You are all water. Absolutely, I could feel that. Okay, go ahead and ask Jerry. Actually, you could do what we're doing if you don't already. But go ahead, Jerry.
It's really interesting, Rochelle, that you said about it's the growth or enhancement of our spiritual centers, or if you like, our soul energy. This is what I would call our soul purpose. But then you see the first part of your conversation was very human, because you were asking about the challenges and did I have any messages from spirit to bring you? And the answer, unfortunately, my lovely, was quite simple. Stop being so human. You have had a lot of challenges. You're a very creative person by nature. The one thing about being human is we get this lovely piece of complex material called a brain, and that's the logic part of where the logic sits. Part of the brain is obviously where the intuition sits, or that's what scientists would tell us. And I feel that with you, that that balance between the human and the spiritual at the moment is slightly out. Challenges that you've got this year should very, very readily be overcome. The successes that you need, you could expect to see by August of this year. A lot of them will come through by August. Bonnie mentioned earlier about the alligator, and this is one of your power animals, Rochelle, because the alligator is about integration. It's about looking at your rites of passage. Importantly, it's about using your senses to guide you in the directions that you should be going in. So the human being asks, should I take path A or path B? The logical side of the brain goes, I'll confuse you by telling you to go down both of them at the same time. Well, that's not possible. But one of those paths will give you the feeling, I shouldn't be here. And that's when you step back and go, right, I just need to reevaluate. So the answer is, my lovely, spirit is saying, look, we're here for you as much as anybody else, but you're not asking us the questions. Therefore, how can we point you in the right direction? Does that make sense?
I do ask for help quite a bit from the other side.
So where's the miscommunication happening? Where do you feel the miscommunication might be coming from?
I don't know.
Okay. Thanks. So, yes, you get, you ask your own spirit guides for direction, and yes, they give you answers. But how many times do you just automatically, as it were, act on the answer that you're given?
See, maybe I don't hear the answer. I'm not aware of the answer. Maybe I'm in my too much.
That's where
I don't see a sign that says yes or no or go for it or be leery. I don't see those signs.
Okay. Now I'm going to disagree with what you've just said, because you are very dialed in. You are very connected. You don't have to hear them. You don't, the signs, you don't have to necessarily see them, but you do have to feel them. The signs that you see, they could come from outside sources. They could come from something that you see on the freeway, something you see down at the store, something somebody says that just suddenly goes click, that resonates with me. And that mm-hmm. is a feeling. So I would suggest, my love, actually, you have all the answers, but any particular areas at the moment that you would like guidance with, now's the time to ask a specific question.
Okay, I do have a question.
Go on then.
I am looking for I'm looking for a new financial broker to work with me, advisor, and I met with a team, a man and woman from one institution, initials are T and A, and then I met with a gentleman from another institution with the initial S. I was wondering if you can tell me which team or which group would I be best to move forward with?
The first initials, I'm not getting a positive vibe about the lady that you connected with. I feel that she is either led by the guy that was there, or she's not quite on the page that you needed to be on. Now, mm-hmm. the second guy that you mentioned, the initial S, was it?
S. Yes.
Yeah. I get good vibes about him, or get better vibes about him, should I say. But I feel Spirit is saying that every now and again, he will just need a gentle prod to make sure that he's keeping up to speed. So I would say that it's nice that you have a choice. I feel that the second one is better than the first two people. But then I'm going to throw the question back at you. Who did you feel you were on the same page?
Yeah, interesting you should say that, because with the first team, with T and the female with an A, I love the T, but I did not get good vibes from the A. When I have met with them a couple of times now, I felt she's getting irritated with me because I haven't signed on the dotted line. And I feel that she thinks I'm wasting her time. So I was really put off by our last meeting. But I did feel very connected to the S. He's good. Hyper like me and passionate, and I felt better with him. So yeah,
he has more drive. He has more drive to succeed. Certainly so. And as with all of these things, Rochelle, it is a matter of choice, but your intuition, your intuit of the situation was absolutely right. So you go,
yeah.
Exactly. So you have to go with what, in the end, see, this is the other part of being human. It doesn't matter what Spirit tells us,
right.
Because nine times out of 10, most human beings will go off and do something completely opposite anyway.
Right.
So that's why we have this thing called free will. But you're right, because I could see the energy. You've already felt the energy of this other guy. There's your answer. Mm-hmm. Bonnie, what do you pick up?
Okay, Rochelle, I'm only going to give you this, and I've got to move on. We've got a lot of callers. I'd like to get to some of them at least. I picked up a lady in spirit. And let me just show, I'm going to tell you some of the things that she was showing me, because I see signs, and I see, you know, if they're not going to talk to me directly, they're going to give me symbols. So I don't know what this means to you, but she was showing me a rope or twine, and I don't use the word twine, so I'm not sure what that would mean for to you, but these are your, she's handing me a rope or twine. And the person who's doing this is either saying you have or she has thin fingers. I don't know what that has to do with it. But, and she's very dainty spirit. And I feel that she, and I don't, I'm not a, you know, I don't do religion here, and I'm not sure I do it on earth, but she said she is a churchgoer, or church is important. So I don't know what she is, or who she is, or what this is, or if it's important to you. But these are what this lady, I don't know who she is in spirit, whether it's the mother, grandmother, or aunt, because they're showing me all different, you know, they position them roll for like first, second, and then over to the side, and they're just moving like it could be all of them. But do you know who this lady is?
No, I'm probably more the church goer, in which I will be going to church, especially for the holidays. But no, I don't. But I do have grandmothers on the other side, and it could be one of them.
Okay. Yes, write these symbols down, because I feel like they're showing me, or this woman is showing me, if you think about it, when we get off, you're going to say, oh, I know who it is. So please write down about the rope and twine. It's used to tie something. Twine is used to tie maybe vegetables up or something. Twine is used to tie either food or vegetables, because I don't use the word twine. And she has real dainty, thin fingers. So whoever this is, she's very proud of how her hands and that she's, you know, how she looks. So please write it down. And when we get off.
Okay.
All right.
Hey,
have a great day.
Thank
I've
you
got
both.
Your system on. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Oh, my God. You know what, Jerry? This woman is hysterical, because, like, who does, like, fingers and you know, and thin things? I don't know. And maybe she's looking at me and saying, wow, you have thin fingers, but I don't use twine. So I don't know who that was for her, but it'd be interesting. Are you ready to pick up the next caller, Jer?
I'm ready.
Okay, 931, you are on with the maestro. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We are fabulous. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi. I've been listening. Very interesting. And I wanted to say that, like the last caller, I believe that we're here for soul growth and things that we can only probably achieve in the physical. You know, for
so
that growth.
I love that. Give me an example. Because
hardships.
What my next?
Yeah.
Okay.
The love. Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
hardship.
So.
Lessons.
What I'm hearing from. Right. What I'm hearing from spirit with you is, and that's why I'm asking you, is so tell me how you've grown, and that's what they're saying to you.
Oh, my goodness. It's been a long, hard road. Yeah. Well, I come from a very loving standpoint. So I've always had this mindset of come from love, no matter what.
Absolutely.
You know, no matter who's up at you, who's, you know, and really I've had to eliminate toxic people out of my life, you know, because it's just not conducive to the person that I want to be, and I don't want to interact with that negative. So, yeah, that's how that's I've learned, just come from a standpoint of love. Yes, always.
I love that, and I knew that's what you were going to say, because Spirit told me 20 seconds or less she'll be able to do it, because it's all about love. So I am so happy that you proved my spirit guide right, because not through everyone, but I love that.
Yeah.
And so let me ask you again, what is your name?
Margaret.
Margaret. Okay. I heard that.
Yes.
But do you have a nickname? Because they're giving me another
yes.
name. So do you have a nickname?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it?
I do. Maggie.
Maybe that Maggie. That's why they asked me. They did not let me see your name, and they go, ask her again. So Margaret, we'll call you Margaret, but I knew you had another name. Margaret, what
yes.
is your birthday?
It's January 9th, 1961.
Okay, so January 9th, you're a Capricorn.
Correct, yes.
Capricorn. Wow, you and I are supposed to get along really well. You're my opposite sign. You're like six signs from who I am, which is a Cancer. But I always deny I'm a Cancer, and I swear I have no earth in me. So when I look at a Capricorn, I want to just run, because you are the most practical, most loving, most down-to-earth, most wonderful. You show love through doing things for people in the earthly form, and you are a fabulous. Actually, your color is my favorite, which my moon is white, and your Capricorn is the color of Saturn, which is black. Black is all colors, which people don't realize. They think it's the white one, but actually it's black. It's not void of all color. It's all colors into one. So I love you, even though I can't handle earth signs, but I'm going to love you anyway. So I'm going to hand you to Jerry. You're welcome. Do you have a question for Jerry? Besides I already feel like spirit, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, my question is, I always seem to, I try and listen to everything that I'm told, and I do receive messages in thought form. Yes,
of course.
And not, but usually it's not for me, it's for other people.
Of course.
And, well, sometimes it's for me. I have some kind of ability. I don't really quite know exactly what it is. I've always studied the metaphysical since I'm a teenager. I've had lots of encounters and strange things happen to me my whole life, but I can't figure out my own life. And as much as I try and tune in and get direction, it just seems like I have so many obstacles. I don't know what the deal is. And, you know, so I'll be talking in my vehicle, you know, going down the road to the universe. Hey, you know what I need? Make it happen. Please send it my way. Give me a clue. So,
and how's it working,
you know, here
for
I
you,
said,
Margaret?
Well, I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for the answer on this one, because I was just, consulting yesterday. But I don't know what direction to go in anymore, really. It seems like the older I get, the dumber I get.
The older I get, the more I realize
I don't know anything.
The wiser you get. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
But here,
okay.
Please, Jerry, where are you? Jerry went into the stars.
Before I answer Margaret's question, Bonnie, can you just check on your board to see if you've got full area code 415, because they've just apparently been waiting in queue, and it looks like possibly the blog talk dropped. So 415 is the area code. Now, Margaret.
Yes.
Oh, Margaret.
I love this.
You're supposed to be a healer. Margaret, you're supposed to be a healer.
I got that. I've done some healing work on a reservation, but every day I had migraine headaches every single day for 5 weeks.
That's not surprising.
But I was also shown that I knew instinctively where to touch people to pray for healing, ask for healing over them. And I was also shown pictures of things in my mind's eye that were relative to their lives. If that makes sense.
When you are open to receive and then pass on whatever you are meant to be here to pass on, in your case, it's healing energy. What you then become is this lovely, huge, open book or emotional sponge that just then soaks up everything. And migraine is... points to two things for me. It points to dehydration, as in not enough water. It also points to anger. So somebody around you was very much in that anger mode. But then you see the bit that that wasn't happening was then you weren't releasing it. And that's where, now this is where the human comes in, because unfortunately we then have to learn how do we release this, why were you being given it in the first place, so what's the point of that? Well, there is a point. It's because you had to be aware of the energy of either a person or people around you, either to point them in the right direction or just to send the anger back where it came from. It could also have been, of course, that you're picking up on somebody in spirit who may have passed with that sort of issue, trauma. It might have been a head trauma. And this is, again, where the learning comes in, because then you'd instantly know that you had connected with somebody, say, who did have a head trauma before they passed over, and that you were meant to channel their spirit back through as a medium. All these things come with the natural abilities as a healer. Now, a lot of your healing work would also be what we call in absentia, in other words, distance. You don't have to be with the person to send healing. The other part of your purpose around on the, in this earth life is to help people disconnect from their past. So all the stuff that you've learned in your past is because from that experience you will now help others disconnect from theirs. So it's not, as you said, the older I get, the dumber I get. No, the older you get, the more knowledge you've accrued, the more experience you have, because now you've got some work to do.
Wow. And how would you suggest I get into that?
Well, the one simple way is to get in contact with me via my website, and we'll start to get you off on some sort of development program. That's easy.
Okay.
Because without learning the basics, see, when people are as natural like you, the basics don't come into it, which is grounding, spiritual protection, how to connect with your five major senses, because you just seem to do it. But you have to know and understand it. That's the human side. So we can have a look at that. Then you can understand what you're picking up, why you're picking it up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then it'll all start to fall into place. So
nice. Okay, can I get your website?
Yeah, are you in in chat, Margaret, or can you see chat?
Yes, I am.
As soon as we finish this call, my love, I'll type it into chat.
Okay.
Well, Jerry, you know what?
Thank you, guys.
I've got to tell you. Oh, my gosh, Margaret. Can I call you Maggie? I feel like we know each other.
Yes. Yes. Please
Maggie,
do.
Maggie, I love that. Okay, you did bring up a point. I want to, usually I begin the show by letting, Spirit told me to end the show with my guests and how to get a hold of them. But you know what? I don't mind doing it in between. So Jerry, yeah, he's going to put it in chat because it's a good way for you to see it. But I want everybody that isn't in chat to also hear it. So thank you for bringing that up. So Jerry, go ahead and tell everybody and put it in chat, please, how to get a hold. He's a master teacher, Maggie. And for anybody that's out there, and he's not even from this planet. I always tell Jerry he's the star man. Although the song I play for him, I think he doesn't like that much. And I wish I could change it too, but when he put up star man, it just didn't do it for me. But he is totally a star man, and he teaches a lot of things. He is one of the most selfless, most wonderful, most very unbelievable healer. And today we were supposed to talk about healing and I didn't let him, but that's because I was too interested in that. I haven't been able to get my show on for the last week, and I wanted to do something that was like right out of the box for me. And I love the subjects that I always pull from, but it's interesting that you're here and that's what you need to do. Jerry, so I know that I'm speaking here probably a little too much for you, but can you please tell everybody what your website, how to get a hold of you? Because also, Maggie, the magazine's on his website, and you really should take a look at that magazine.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
The website I've posted up in chat, it's all the W's, senseofknowing.co.uk. You can find me on Facebook. Jerry.psychic should be on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You'll find me anyway. In fact, I seem to be very blessed at the moment that if you actually just type my name into Google, it comes up quite quickly. And it's not connected with my uncle anymore, bless him, because my uncle had the same name as me. And it would go to his Jerry, which was spelt with the G, whereas mine is spelt with the J. So I seem to be creeping up some ranking somewhere in Google, which is rather nice.
Well, listen, so, yeah, if you put outrageous, my name comes up.
I thought we had to type in princess for your name to come up. She's gone again now. So there's many different ways of getting in touch. So Margaret, I said I'd be more than happy to look and see what we can do about some sort of development for you.
Thank you.
But I really feel that is because looking at your date of birth, I mean, you have got some very powerful Native American animals, as I, because that's how I work, as you know. In your date of birth, but the strongest one is the snake, which is definitely the healing energy, and the snake is very much about your abilities to turn negative energies, words, thoughts, deeds into something positive. It's about nurturing. It's also that fiery passion the snake brings, but most importantly, it's that kundalini energy that comes from the base of your spine. So and I'm actually a little bit humanly jealous of the fact that you've been able to do
Hello?
Some work on a Native American reservations, because I would really love that. And there she is, she's back again. Bonnie.
I'm
I
back.
Loved it.
That's so sweet. And thank you. Anybody just hang in there. I'm trying to make the show, you know, work in any way I can. So just Jerry, thank goodness you're on. And when you don't hear me anymore, you continue talking. So it was so nice to meet you, Maggie. I didn't hear the last, you know, couple
Thank
words,
you.
But I am going to move on. It was a pleasure and an honor to have you on here. And please get a hold of Jerry, because he's excellent.
I did. Thank you so much, both of you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Oh, Jerry. Let's hope we can continue. Okay, you said that 4:15 had been thrown off. I'm going to take 4:15, but I did not see that. Hi, 4:15. You're on with us.
Great, thank you.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Anne from California.
Hi, Anne. I didn't see
Hello,
that.
Hello, Anne from California.
Off. But
thank you for rescuing me.
Well, I did rescue you, actually, because
yeah.
Let's put it this way, rescued you. So, Anne, what do you feel about our journey here? What's your take on why we're here?
I think people pay too much attention to the life is a school. I don't believe life is a school theory. I think it's more about love. I think it's pretty simple, boils down to love and be loved, and joy will follow after that.
Well, that is an interesting way to look at things. Absolutely. But I refuse to love an aunt, and that's just what I'm not going to do. But
can I throw something into the mix
yeah.
here and be so I'm going to be a little bit controversial now. So I hope this doesn't shut the airwaves down. Question for you, my lovely. And if you walked into a state penitentiary tomorrow and you had to go and visit somebody who's on death row,
yep.
how would you convince them that their life's path is should be on the level that you've just said?
Yes,
I would say for themselves, for inner peace. If they get to the, if they can get to that point of loving themselves, no matter what their life path was, then they can pass with inner peace.
Okay, and how would you be able to show them that emotion? Would you be able to demonstrate what it is? Because perhaps they haven't had that emotion in their life at all.
Yeah, it's a process. I don't think it could happen without in 1 second. It could happen, or it could take a process.
Yeah, that's quite right. It could happen in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And you're right. It might have to be a process for that particular individual, so that, as you said, that they could pass in peace. But then, how would you convince if that person was on death row? That would suggest they are there for something quite horrendous. How would you convince the people that they are connected with that? What you are saying, that the energy of love should be the one that is what we're working for, or what we're here for, how would you convince them of that? Because what they're seeing is somebody who's on death row.
I don't have the answer for that.
Difficult, isn't it? It is difficult. It's like when people say, well, if there's a God, why are wars allowed? Why is there famine in the world?
I never can figure that. I know, I can never figure that one out. That's why I stopped even doing that, because, you know, that's why I feel like we're here to learn, because otherwise, and our soul has to grow from different levels. You know, we don't come down energetically the same. That's what I feel. So we're all energetically different. We're all on different levels. But I swear, Jerry, I don't even ask anymore, because that always bothered me. But I guess it's about, like, I feel it's about learning. And so Anne would have to think what she has. But everybody comes with different energy vibrations and what they need to learn. That's my take.
Absolutely. Now, I quite agree.
I never said it was not about learning.
No. You're right, Anne. You didn't say that. What you said was it was the energy of the learning that was important.
Right, yeah? Exactly. Right.
So what's
all
the
right,
bit
Anne,
that gets
you got
in
a
the
question.
Hang on a minute, Bonnie. Yeah. Just hold on. I just need to say, so what is the bit that gets in the way? And the bit that gets in the way is the bit that we all have to cope with every day, and that's being human.
I would say it would be fear.
Okay.
I don't think being human gets in the way, but a human in fear gets in the way.
Okay, all right. This, I tell you what, I could talk to you for hours, Anne, because we could bounce things off on other phrases. But ask me a question, Lovely. Yes, what's your question?
So my question is about April. April's kind of a clean slate for me, and I think it's a good, with spring in the air, it's a good starting point. It's a good launch point. So I'm looking to growth in the career area.
Okay. What's your date of birth, Anne?
My birthday is 9/23/69.
Okay.
So
is that a Libra?
It's Libra.
Libra.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Everything's about balance, Jerry. Yeah. So, gotcha. Okay. My daughter's a Libra rising, so I understand you. You can't tip the scales one way in order to tip scales the other, or you're uncomfortable. So, yep, got it. Okay.
Now, here in the UK, we do things slightly different from you guys in the US. For example, when you gave me your date of birth, Anne, you gave me as you gave me month, day, and year. Mm-hmm. Now, because you give me that way round, that shows that your life is in balance. But when I write it down, my UK brain goes 23/9/69. And that automatically says to me, ah, this lady's missed out a bit of a chunk here, which is why there's an imbalance. Now, career-wise, over the next, not just the next month, but the next 5 months, is about creativity, but it's about transformation and change. It's about possibly resurrecting ideas that you shelved maybe a year, two, 3 years ago, and looking at them with fresh eyes. It's also a time coming up when I'm being told it's, you should leave the past behind and start to look for new opportunity. One of your power animals for next month is the deer, which is about being able to stand still and take stock of what you've got. But it's also it's a time when in the peace you will find the answers of how career is going to move forwards. There's they are throwing relocation at me, or possibly a change of direction coming up. I get a very strong connection with you and individuality. In other words, either working for yourself or having some position of status. You've also just, you've got to be aware that your creative abilities might need to be looked at in a bit more depth because you're not using them the right way.
Oh, okay. I believe I can see that.
But as far as achieving goals, not just next month, but the pace will be there more than the haste that you've had in the past. And I would say that although you've just asked me about April, by October, I can see you being very grounded, feeling successful, and on a material level going, this is nice. I've got some money spare.
Wow.
So that's what I'm seeing initially.
Lovely.
Yeah.
How does that resonate? How does that sit with you?
It sounds great. I guess I feel like looking at things differently, and then my fear block is other people's, if my resume has one thing for the last 5 years, and then how do I send it out for something, like how I'll be accepted in a new area?
Okay, so what you're saying, all right, so what you're saying is that there's something on your resume that puts you into a box that says this is the type of work you should be, okay.
That's the past part that I'm ready to let go, but when other people see that, how does that work?
What is it that you used to do that you would feel would put the block there?
Well, I've worked in event planning for a long time, and in the catering world, kind of the food and business world, and I don't want to. I want to be in the creative world and more of the arts.
Okay, the fact that you've been able to create an event.
Yeah, I understand that part. Yeah, it is it can be creative. And exactly. It can be very dull.
It can be, yes. So maybe it's not what you've said in the resume, it's how you've said it. You just change the energy of what it was you've
got
done.
It. Oh, that's good,
Then that lifts it. Now remember also, the word fear, F-E-A-R, stands for false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm. So change it.
So you can change it. So you will be able to step out of your old box and into a new one. Bonnie.
I love that. That's exactly what I saw, Jerry, is that it was the way I believe event planning is very creative, and it's just how she has it worded or what she could put on it. And I could give you a million directional ideas, but I feel like you, when you said got it, I feel you got it. And it can switch really quickly into the creative realm. So I love that. And what I was going to say is Jerry was saying October. Absolutely. But, you know, I felt like you were thinking, well, it should be before October. Well, it has to be before October because October
I have to
felt
start.
Like. Yeah. Yeah, you said that he said that you were going to have extra little. He would look at around October and say, wow, I have a little extra money in the bank. That means that you're going to realize it, do it and put it together before then. And by October,
yeah,
what Jerry Result. Said, that it's going to all, yeah, culminate. And you're going to know exactly which way and direction you have been led. So I love that. I'm glad we picked you up.
Okay.
Yay!
Thank you so much. Thanks for the show.
You're welcome.
Yay. Yay.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. That's so sweet, Anne. I got to tell you, Jerry, remember when we got on, I said, spring is in the air. I love spring. It's all about new growth and flowers. Well, I always think of flowers because I use flower therapy deck, and not all the time, but, you know, I put it away for winter, and it's so weird because winter and fall, I didn't even bring it out, and now it's sitting right on my table. So spring and summer to me is all about growth and all natural things that grow, and probably, you know, you look at animals that hibernate in the winter, and now they're coming out. So I look at flowers, you look at animals, which is really cool. But I love spring, and remember, maybe this week coming up or the week, whatever you're going to come, it'll be about, you know, new growth. And we'll ask everybody what's their favorite growth thing, flower, animal, whatever. How's that sound for a great show?
Sounds good. I would also pose the question, in order for something new to grow, something old has to be removed.
Oh, totally. I love that. So hey, don't give our next show away. So let me pick up. You know what? You're never going to get to your healing modalities. No, we'll do the next show. I don't, what are you on next week, Jerry? I don't remember, but you know, I have to look at the book, but because of all the blog talk issues, it's been really tough to even, you know, schedule anybody, but you know that, you know, you need to be here next week or close to almost every week. But we're going to pick up because I don't want to get too far from what we're talking about. 828, you are on with the maestro and me, of course. Hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who are we speaking with?
This is Stan calling from the Smoky Mountains of North Carolina. How are y'all doing?
Oh, Stan. I love the Smoky Mountains. I like the word mountain. Smoky, I don't know. But I like smoked food, so I do like the Smoky Mountains. So tell me, how do you feel or why are we here?
You know, I've spent quite a bit of time since I started my spiritual path about 10 years ago exploring the philosophic of this whole
reasons
spiritual path
why
thing.
We're here. Yes.
And I kind of focus more on my own personal experience as opposed to feeling like I've got to have some kind of answer to the big picture. That's where I am.
Well,
right
the
now.
Good news is we're yeah. asking, right. The good news is you don't have to answer the big question. Why do you feel you're here? There's a smaller question. Why do you feel what are we here for? What are you here for? In just a couple words, are you here to learn about love, relationships, job opportunities, spirit? Maybe you were, you know, maybe your spiritual path is what you're here for. At this point in time, what do you feel? Just a couple words. What do you feel you're here for?
I'm here to do what I do as well as I can do it. And you know, I'm 64 years old. I've been through a lot of different phases and as well
wow.
as occupations. So what I quote do. Has evolved. It's evolved. I mean, I used to be someone that was in the business world and everything was according to schedule and profit and and you know, scheduling, like putting a plan, business plan together and sticking to it. But you know, things change. You know, I'm getting new information comes in every day. So where I am right now, I'm able to be different. And the way I'm different, I just follow my intuition more than some structure that I set up in advance. But I don't really have an answer for what I'm here for. I just know what I've done, and I know where I am, and where I go next. I don't really have a sense of total purpose. I just know that I'm here to do more than what I'm doing right now. Right now,
well,
I'm.
I will tell. Go ahead.
Right now, I'm being a father the third time around. I've got.
Whoa.
I got a 48-year-old son.
That's a heavy bill to fill.
I have a 40-year-old son, a 30-year-old son, and one that's going to be 3 in 2 weeks. And
that's you've been busy this lifetime.
Yeah, I've been a daddy to boys, and I enjoy nurturing young people and helping them find their direction. But I feel like I need to be doing more. I know there's something else for me. We've been able to work pretty well on my retirement income. But I do have some questions about some clues, maybe, about direction to go in next.
I'm going to hand you over to Jerry because I could talk to you forever. And I did extend the show just a little bit so he's able to answer you. And
oh, thank you.
I probably am going to say the same thing. And the only reason I say that, it's usually a 2-hour show, but because we've had issues with the show, it is 90 minutes.
Right.
I have extended it, Jerry, for him because I can feel what he needs to know. And so I do have to tell you before Jerry starts, we need a birth date, please.
Oh, yeah, November 5th, 1952.
So he is a Scorpio. Oh, you are my daughter, Scorpio. You are a mystery. Okay, so I love that Jerry's going to answer you in just 1 second. I do have to tell you, I'm going to be 60 this year, and 60 is the new 30. So really, you're only 34. So don't worry about your son's age. I mean, you know, you could be a father at any age. But I am going to tell you that you're with the maestro, and he has a lot to say. I can feel it. He's waiting to talk to you. So, Stan, I'm handing you right over to the magician. Go for it, Jerry.
Okay.
Stan the man.
Yes.
Spirit. Stan the man, spirit has a plan. You haven't, and you haven't quite reached the start point yet, but you're not far from it. Listen, there is a lot of inner wisdom in that human
body
of yours
him.
As well.
Yeah.
As well as there's a lot of words of wisdom to come from the past lives that you've had and the energies that you've absorbed in your 64 years. You are meant to be teaching. You are meant to be inspiring. You have shamanistic energy with you, Stan.
Yes. Oh, God, he has such shaman energy. I can't even... So I handed him to you, Jerry. Go ahead.
One of your main power animals is the horse, and the horse talks of power, but the horse also talks of journeys. And if you ever get a chance to read the book that accompanies the medicine animal cards that I work with, and you can get the books separately, you should read the book, but most importantly, read number 35, which is the horse, because you're about to embark on your shamanistic journey. You've done the human stuff, and that will continue, but your nurturing, counseling, guiding, inspirational work, particularly with younger disadvantaged people, has not started yet. And that's where I feel that Spirit is trying to lead you to, if you choose to follow.
How does that
There's
sound?
There's a silence. Stan? There's a silence.
Yeah,
Stan.
I think
Well, I'm taking that in. I'm actually in the process of, at this moment, doing some mortar and brickwork while I'm talking to you.
Well, you know what? The good news about this show is you can always listen to it again on archive or on iTunes. You can take it with you on podcasts and download it and listen it again, because you need to listen to what we are saying, because it's important for you. And it's important
I'm totally listening. I actually have a habit of pausing after I've listened to something while I consider what I'm going to say before I speak.
Now,
okay?
What I also find interesting, though, is the physical activity of what you're doing at the moment, because that couples together with the spiritual energy. You are a builder. So whether you're going to help build lives or whether it's more on a practical level for people, there's a lot that you can help to heal people. And that can be on different levels, Stan. That could be just verbally, practically, empowering them with a skill, teaching them what you've learned, doesn't make any difference. Your individuality, which is the key, I mean, this may sound an odd thing to say, but your individuality is the key to who you are. And you just need to sit with that for a little bit, because you could say, well, yeah, but we're all individuals. That's true, but not everybody recognizes it. So your individuality is the key to who you are. On an earth level, there is a lot of balance around in your own personal life. There's only one, and I haven't said this throughout the reading, but I'm going to now. Yeah, okay. There's only one time that you need to be a little bit hesitant in what you say, or where you need to keep your own wise counsel. And that is around the third week of either April or May. Somebody is going to test your patience, but you need to keep your words to yourself. So that's the only other bit I'm going to add. Bonnie?
Well, I am so excited I can add this. Shamans, it's so crazy, Jerry, but shamans are healers. You know that. They work healing. That's their biggest, you know, and they have that energy. I mean, they draw in. That's why you've got all these women and kids at all different ages. So you have that very, very shamanistic aura about you, which means it's all about healing and what you can do to help heal others, which is so funny, Jerry, because that was what the show was originally supposed to be, the different healing modalities. And how they differently work. So I don't know if you have explored all the healing modalities, but I feel that they're showing me oils and herbs. It's weird because I would love to say oils and crystals. Or am I off? Did you say this already, Jerry?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so I feel oils and herbs. And I feel if you get into them, go ahead.
That's good, Bunny. You're onto something there. My little one has experienced, you know, as a child is growing up, they go through a lot of symptoms and stuff before they, as they're developing their immune system. And the Shane, my little guy, has some issues, and I have been studying essential oils and herbs and homeopathy because of him. So
wow!
Yeah, that's just recent.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Oh, you know, I love my spirit guides. I am so good. Well, I'm not good. They are. They're going to hit me in a minute. But I have to tell you, the reason why they're bringing this to you through this show probably is, did you hear what Jerry said about disadvantaged, you know, and then you've got oils and herbs and what you've dealt with. Do you know, my son is also, they had diagnosed him with ADD, doesn't take anything, but oils and herbs and all of that would have been so good at a young age. He's now 23. So you can't make them like do anything or take anything. You have the ability for healing this kind of learning disabilities, or I don't really want to call, I want to call them learning abilities because I don't like the word disabilities. So I feel that, and I feel like you're going to be able to do things with allergies and bee pollen. So, and that is all about natural honey in the indigenous area that you're in, you know, within a 5 mile. They're just showing me this, so I'm throwing this out at you. You need to continue. That's what shamanistic ability is. It's using those earthly products and earthly delights with other modalities of healing that is going to catapult your next phase of life. And I'm so excited for you, Stan. I can't even tell you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I hope we've given you a direction. You know, there's a lot to read about. And you know that. I mean, I can't, they're showing me, like, even for cuts and for skin problems. I don't know who has skin problems. Does anybody have skin problems in your family?
Perhaps.
Okay, because I'm feeling that there's certain, like, peppermint and something else, eucalyptus, and they're showing me all these different things that you're going to, lavender, that you're going to be putting together and using to help and understand natural herbs and oil abilities is all I, you know, they keep getting, if I looked, it would take me about 2 hours to go through what they're showing me with you, but I do want you to know this is your path. It's a great, great, great path. It's a path that has a lot of trials and tribulations. It's one that will test your patience and nerves. It's one that is so worth it. I'm channeling this as a sum that it is so worth it that you will grab the delights that it will show you from helping and from healing, and you will never turn back. Woo! Can you please step back? Okay. Whew. I don't know who was there with your relatives, but or if it was a shaman, but I can tell you that this is they were on top of me. So this is what you need to do. This is the forefront of the next part of your life. And you know how you said you were 60. What did you say? You were 64.
64
or 3. Okay, so what they showed me is, what did you do at 46? Because they switched the number around for me. What happened to you at 46?
At 46, let's see, I was in the custom clothing business, selling expensive clothing to people that had a lot of money and no time. So I was doing
okay. So how did you feel at 46? Because they're showing me, were you successful?
Oh yeah, I was on a sort of advanced trajectory in personal growth. It was really a pretty intense, hard work, but a lot of personal development of my own and developing others. So yeah.
Well, that's what they're showing me is going to happen with you this year. So in a different way. So they flipped the numbers on me.
Yeah, what you have said, you know, really resonates both of you. You know, I'm very happy and appreciative for having called in and the reading. It's a confirmation of what I've been getting, hints I've been getting. And I We're new to this area that we're in, so I don't have a lot of personal friends. Actually, never had a lot of personal friends most of my life, but I've been, you know, so focused on family and that, but I can feel this thing, these whispers that are saying, you know, it's getting close to time to move to the, what you're telling me really resonates. So I really appreciate that.
Oh, Stan, keep in touch. We're here. And Spirit's saying that if you had any really, really, really good friends, it would get in the way of what you need to do right now. But you will have plenty of good friends because you're going to help many people. And remember, it's I know maybe this is why at 46 they're showing it's lonely at the top. When you're that good, it's lonely at the top because you have a lot of work to do. So
I'm actually okay by myself.
Yeah, that's what, I'm telling you, that's why I feel you'll have a lot of, they're saying followers and a lot of clients and a lot of people and classes that you'll talk to. But as far as close besties, you already know who they are. And that's what, you might have some close teachers though coming up for you, but you are a wonderful, amazing, I still have Spirit all over me for you. So you need to tap in, keep doing what you're doing. You're on the right path. And I hear, and I hate saying this to people because they keep saying it to me and I'm like, no way, but there's a book coming out and you're going to be involved in it. So I don't like to say that because everybody says that to me and I'm like, what book? But they just shouted right at me. There's also a book in your head. So whenever that comes out, it's going to be really a cool thing. So thank you for allowing us to tap into you today. And please use us as your friends. Call in.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. I knew I needed to extend the time. So thank you. Thank you. Namaste, my friend. Bye. Jerry.
Bonnie.
This is why we do it. I mean, this just gives me back the feeling of why the show needs, always should be, even if I get frustrated with Blog Talk. Anyway, as long as I can get it on, get it in some venue, this is why Spirit wants this show on. It just, Stan is the, is totally, and so is Maggie and everyone else, Anna. I mean, I am just so, and anybody we talk to, everybody in chat, I love you all. I do want to tell everybody the show is supposed to be about healing. And it's interesting how many people came on that actually are supposed to be in the healing modalities. So I am glad and honored and so happy that you all got on, and we will put the show back on, which is all about different healing modalities and different forms of healing. Jerry, would you like to take, are you good with continuing, or actually I have a private session. So I am going to say that the next show we do will be 120 minutes. But I do want everybody to know, I tried figuring out a saying to end the show because, I don't like just saying goodbye. But before I give that, Jerry, is there anything you'd like to say to everybody before we actually say goodbye?
If there's ever any doubt that you have that you're not sure why you should be here, just remind yourself that you are a unique, priceless individual that cannot be replaced. And then if you still have any further worries, get in touch and we'll try and lift them off for you.
I love that both Jerry and I do this for a living, and all the people I have on actually do. We love speaking with you, but if you'd like to use our services further, please get a hold of Jerry. Go ahead, Jerry. Can you give it again, your website?
It's www.senseofknowing.co.uk.
And he is marvelous. If you'd like to get a hold of me, my email is B Albers, my last name, A-L-B-E-R-S, as in Sam, 714, which is my birthday. That's 777s, actually quadruple sevens if you add that up. 777, and it ends in 57. So I am all about soul. Anyway, B Albers, 714 at AOL.com. But please, in the bar where it asks you what this is about, put show, so that I will answer, because I get a lot of emails, and sometimes if they don't have anything in that, you know, that box, and I don't know it's from the show, then sometimes it goes into my spam. Anyway, I do want everyone to know we are going to hopefully, I found a way to get on, so hopefully I'll be able to stay with this way. But there's a saying I want you all to think about, and I just love it. And let me know how you feel about it, because it's something I'm trying to find an end to the show, and I want to end it saying this. Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. I love that saying. Let's dance amongst everything. It's kind of the same thing as if you get lemons, let's make lemonade. So I am going to see how that feels and play around with it. Everyone have a great day. It's an honor and a pleasure, Jerry, to always be with you and have you on the show. Again, for all our chatters and listeners, we couldn't even get to a quarter of the callers that we had today. If you have called and you haven't gotten in, Jerry, when are you coming back next? Are you coming back next week?
You've got me scheduled for the 4th of April.
Okay, well, the 4th of April is next week.
Yes.
So everyone, Jerry will be back. He's here once a week at least. He just was sick, and that's why his energy has been gone from the show. He will be back the 4th of April. And for all people that didn't get in or would like to continue to talk to Jerry, if you don't get him privately, or me, because, you know, hey, I'm not chopped liver, call back into the show. We always have a great show. I hope you like our subjects and what we talk about. And if there's anything that you want to hear that we're not talking about, please drop me a line. Jerry, I thank you again, and I will talk to you next week. For everyone who is in chat and everybody still on the line, thank you for listening. Thank you for bearing with Blog Talk and all the issues we've had on the show. Thank you for wanting to listen to me. And remember, this show is always on iTunes. You can download us on podcasts, so you can take us with you in the car if you're jogging. I think I have 565 shows, so you can go back and listen to people. You can listen to this show again, and all of the shows are archived on Blog Talk Radio. If you go into podcast or Blog Talk Radio, just subscribe and you'll get all the new shows. Again, thank you, and I will see you back here next week, Monday at 1 o'clock. So I can tell you it's going to be a fabulous week as long as we get on. And I appreciate everyone that has bared with us. So, again, thank you. I hate getting off. Okay, Jerry, love you. Love everyone. Talk to you on Monday.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.